Hello everyone, it's your favorite person, Seashell here, and today's episode is about forgiving yourself. So I'm writing a book right now, and so far the title is called Five Steps to Self-Rebound. And as you've heard from previous podcasts from me, I am a super resilient person, and that's because I have a true understanding of why I have developed certain characteristics within myself that I have, why I react certain ways, understanding myself a little bit more to really understand what it would take for me to bounce back from different situations. And I've talked about before, one of the things that I need whenever something happens to me is I have to like go away from it and like stew in it. And it might be a day, it might be an hour, it might be 2 days, whatever it is, I need that time to process whatever is going through and get through my emotions of whatever that situation is before I can begin to even get up and bounce back and rebound. And so I thought it was a very good idea for me to kind of write down these things that I do for myself to rebound and get back up again. But the angle that I'm taking this from is really around my personal experiences, and most likely I'm going to stick with my career experiences, because I think, you know, having that deep understanding about how you show up at your work area and in your career, I think it's really important, and it can help you relate to other things within your personal life. So I just felt like going from that angle was probably going to be really good. I am not quite done writing it yet. I have identified the five different steps and how I want to formulate everything. But my first chapter is around forgiving yourself. And as I was writing and thinking about it, I just really wanted to take the time to actually speak through my thoughts, because I really think it's profound what I'm doing here, talking through this. And in part of that chapter, I started writing about criticism and how I realized that I don't like criticism. I may have said this before, but I don't like to be criticized. And as I was writing, I realized that what is the why behind why I don't like being criticized? And the reason for that is because I'm a bit of a perfectionist. And it goes back to my life story when I lost control as a child and having some really bad things happen to me as a child and not being able to be within control of my environment and getting the help that I needed. I felt like everything fell on my shoulders, and that I had to figure out my own way out of situations. And then I was upset with myself because I didn't get myself out of the situation fast enough. Like, I dealt with some really horrible pain for at least 4 years that I really could have avoided had I just opened my mouth and said something, right? And so part of my issues with losing control is that I have to be a perfectionist. Like, I have to figure out everything myself and make it work, because I can't control the actions or things that everybody else around me does. I can only control myself. And so I have a heavy reliance on my being a perfectionist, like me maintaining that control within my life by doing everything that I can to the perfect ability that I can. So when I don't do something to perfection, it really bothers me. Like, it really makes me feel like something is wrong and I've lost that control and I can't do something about it. Like, it just really makes me very uncomfortable. It makes me feel really, really bad. And so that is something I have definitely been working on. I don't want to sabotage myself because I'm trying to be perfect all the time. And nobody is perfect. I'm not perfect. I strive to be, but I'm certainly not there. And so that's one thing that I have been doing effectively lately is just kind of letting that go, letting go of that control, and you know, feeling a little bit better about what I contribute to the world and what I do and how I present myself, and that I might miss the mark, and it's okay. You know, it's okay if I miss the mark occasionally. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to miss the mark and then turn back and look at it and learn from it and then step forward again. And so I feel like I've really done a good job of trying to get away from being that perfectionist now. But as I was writing the book and thinking about that chapter and forgiving yourself, the other thing that came to me is that I don't like conflict. And it also stems back to the things that happened in my childhood. I always felt afraid that if I said something, something was going to happen, or something bad was going to happen to me if I spoke up for myself. And so a lot of times I prefer not to say anything. I just try to do everything that I can to keep you from criticizing me, so that I can maintain that control of being what it is that you're expecting of me and what I'm expecting of myself. But what I learned, and what I am learning now, is that I do have to learn how to let go of that control and actually speak up for what I want, because nobody else is going to do that for me. I have to do that for myself. So if something is being criticized, if I'm being criticized for something, and I know that I'm doing my best and I'm giving my all in that situation, I can't accept that criticism. One thing that I'm really, really good at is around receiving feedback. I am the most receptive person in the world. But I can't sit there and let people give me feedback that goes against my character, goes against who I know that I am. And when I do that, I get into a place where I just kind of give up. If somebody's being super critical of me and I'm trying to impress them and I'm trying to do everything that they need me to do, and I've asked them, what is it that you need me to do? And they can't give me anything other than these criticisms, then that is a sign for me. Honestly, that means that they're just looking for ways to find something wrong with me, because for whatever reason, it doesn't even matter why, they're just not going to do anything to help lift me up. That means they're not supportive. That means that they're not going to help me out in these situations. And so that means I have a choice. I'm in control. I can go ahead and make that choice to walk away from that situation and do something differently, because otherwise all I'm going to be faced with is that criticism. And criticism does something to me. It does not motivate me in any way, shape, or form. I like constructive feedback that's separate from criticism. Somebody being constructive in their feedback sounds like they're really invested into helping you be a better version of whatever it is that you're doing. So a person who is giving you constructive feedback will say things like, yes, I see that you are good at these things, and here is an area of opportunity. I feel that if you just worked on this right here, you would be even better and everything else that you're doing. And here's how you can do that. Like, that's a person that's being constructive of feedback. They're really wanting to help you shape yourself and turn around. But a person who is super critical has nothing positive to say about what you're doing. It's like, it's nitpicking everything that you do. So, like, you know, it could be the simplest thing, like, you know, walking to your desk. And they say, you know, you didn't walk fast enough when you were walking to your desk. Like, just something insignificant that they're finding to point out to you. That's a super critical person. And you have to really recognize the difference between the two. And for me, one of the things that I learned in this first chapter when I was writing this about forgiving yourself is that for me, I had to forgive myself for not speaking up those long years ago. And I have been harboring these feelings for myself a long time ago. And when people would criticize me and I didn't say anything and I got all upset, and it would just really demotivate me, and I would just feel some type of way. What I was facing and what I was feeling on the inside was all directed at myself. It really wasn't directed at the people around me. Now, if I was a person who actually did that, who actually took things out on other people, I could have easily redirected what I was feeling within myself to anybody who was criticizing me or trying to start a conflict with me. Because it's easy to look outwards than it is to look inwards. But it took me years to really discover this. And then, you know, it even became even more obvious as I was writing the book about that chapter about forgiving yourself, that the solution to overcoming these things that oppress you, the things that really make you feel bad, and the things that you're dealing with on a daily basis, it really starts internally. What is it that is making you feel the way you feel when you're coming across these situations? And once you figure out what that is, how do you overcome it? And so for me, I was upset with myself for allowing other people to take that control away from me. And so I tried to redirect that control by being even more perfect, or doing something to get a reaction from them. When all along, all I needed to do was really listen to myself internally and realize who I am. And when somebody says something opposite of who I am and try to criticize me for something that I am, all I had to do was speak up and say, nope, that is not me. I don't know why you're being critical that way, but if that's how you want to be, I'm going to move myself away from this situation. This should not be part of what I want to be. And now in a career, maybe you can't really talk like that to a boss or anybody like that. You probably have to be a little bit more tactful in your approach. But seriously, it really is around, for me, understanding what I needed to forgive myself for. And I needed to forgive myself for allowing other people to take that control away from me when I know deep down who I am, what I bring to the table, and not speaking up for myself whenever I was faced with these criticisms. And I just thought that was like a really profound discovery within myself. And it is really, really helped me. It's something still that I struggle with daily, but I don't have the struggles like I did before actually realizing this and understanding it, and now writing down how to deal with that moving forward. So let me know what you think. Do you agree with what I'm saying here? Does that really help you? What are the thoughts that you have around it? Contact me. Let me know. Let's talk about it. Let me know if there's anything else I need to share with my subscribers around this topic, any other ideas that you might have. As always, I thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.